I'm kidding.
I was like...
Welcome to Engagement Head. I'm Sloppy Dave.
Here.
Q. So Q is back again for another show because Thud lost his backpack again and Chris got lost in an orchestra concert. Oh, we are such liars. Okay, so show number 8 of Engagement Head. We've had plenty of people ask us to put out new shows, like, every second of my life. So
if we could do this and make money off of it, I would love to.
No, we can make money, and let's mention how. We have set up a PayPal donation so that we can get new microphones so that our show will sound better than it already does.
Dave, do we have any money yet?
We have $2.
Thank you.
Thanks for the $2.
No, they're not from people. They're from our Google AdSense account. Thank you, Google AdSense.
Wait.
For Google AdSense,
thanks.
Okay,
well,
so...
we're starting early today.
So today we got our links of the week.
We
have a new section.
Yes. We have a campus confession section. Pretty interesting.
That's from our school newspaper. It's kind of like Pirate Rants, but it's almost even funnier. Then we got our...
we also have shout-outs.
So, that'll be the show. And then, you know, we'll have our outro song, and then you'll beg me for another show.
Yeah.
So, links of the week. I guess I'll go first. I had mentioned the Cuban cigar rolling video last week, and I got the link. It's still active, even after a few months. It is... And keep in mind, all these links will be in the show notes. https://images.cigarweekly.com/media/habanos-video.mpeg. So what it is it's a really amazing, informative video about Cuban cigars, their legality. No, it doesn't talk about their legality. It talks about the rolling procedures and the farms and whatnot. And if you're even interested in Cuban culture at all, they talk about their educational system. There are hot Cuban women on it. There's a little bit of everything. So there's a little spice here and there. So
that's spice in your life.
Put some spice in your life and check out my link of the week.
All right. It's catchy.
My link of the week is http://...
Oh, come on.
www.congahead.com. Now, this has to do because I'm an ethnic percussionist. I like congas, bongos, güiros, claves, all that stuff. If you want to learn more about a different art that's not really celebrated in America,
call
Tetembe.
Wait, hold on. For our listeners, can you just say jazz real quick? Get really close and say jazz. Go ahead.
All right, okay.
No. Clinton, are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
So go check it out for ethnic percussion.
Yes, please do.
They have any videos?
They do. Several videos.
And do they have a video section, or are they sporadically
placed? Yeah, it says movies. Movies.
Oh,
check
movies. Go check out the movies.
Really cool. Really
I'm going to have to check that out, man.
Yeah, it's cool.
All right, my link of the week is a very weird link. It's very random. So.
And how did you find... No, tell us the story how you found it afterwards.
Okay, my link of the week is www.evan.com. Now, I was on the computer, and I was trying to look up, you know, a random link of the week to put on the show. And I was like, what the hell, I'll put my name in a link. And I did, and once you put the link in, nothing happens, but the link does come up, but it's just a picture. And it's a very weird picture, and it kind of frightened me because it's the only thing on the website... There's no icons, nothing to click on. It's just a picture. So if you guys could check that link out and get back with us and tell us what you think about it.
I also have a link. It's www.sloppydave.com, and it's called Sloppy Dave's Prissy Pants, and it's located in Germany. And what it is essentially these people put on... You know how they have the Blue Man group? They're like the Pink Man group. They put on this pink face paint, and they bang their cocks against the table, and they go, Sloppy Dave! Sloppy Dave!
Really?
No, I'm making it up. So into our campus confessions. Flicking me off right now, Evan is. Okay, so campus confessions. Okay, essentially... Oh, let me cue up the music.
Slinky marinky dinky dink, slinky marinky do, amplitudes. Slinky marinky dinky dink.
Campus confessions. So, in our school newspaper, the East Carolinian, East Carolinian, wow, also known as TEC around our campus. On Thursday's issue, they have something called Campus Confessions, so we're going to add this in. And I had an idea, but I don't think it's going to happen because it's really risque, but I was thinking, in addition to these campus confessions, we could also write a campus confession for ourselves, put a hat on the floor, put our confession in the hat, and then pull it out, and then, like pull out someone else's, and then we read each other's and make sure we don't have our own, and then that would be funny. But, like, since there's only four people, I don't know if it'd really work. Listeners, get it, you know, get back to us and let us know. But anyway, here are our fellow colleagues and fellow students' confessions. One of them. I am playing Five Guys.
Whore. I always wear a bra, and I'm a guy. All
right.
Whore.
Whore. Yeah, come on. I have a question. Are you obese? Because I
now, this
see,
isn't funny, though.
No, but I mean, I could see if you're a larger fellow,
yeah,
and you need some support because you run around a lot. You know, I mean, there's a lot
well,
of
well, if you're active, know. Though, why would you be large? If you're sitting around eating, like, yogurt all day, you're going to be large. Okay. All right. Yogurt and chicken.
I have a tribute concert. Tribute comment for Chris. Chris, what if it were a sports bra?
What?
Alright, there we go. Cool.
Yeah, but then you're just a weirdo, man. Why are you... No, although people are into some weird stuff like autoerotic fixation. I mean, I don't know how I feel about that. You know, and then you get into like shitting on people's chests and stuff. Hey, Mom. Okay, your turn. Alright, I hope my mom never listens to this. Although, the thing is, I'm gonna give her it one time on a CD for like a Christmas present. And she's gonna listen to this and be like, ah, Dave.
only Dave's mom would
well, my
hear.
Mom's chill, dude.
Only Dave's mom would hear something like that. And like, Dave, do you think I shit on other people's chests?
No, you don't know, receive.
Oh, you kidder.
Oh,
you better stop
Lordy.
That mess.
Alright. I love this next one.
Anyway. My roommate has a naked picture of her boyfriend on her computer, and I enjoy looking at it.
Alright, now first off, why are you going to get that printed in the newspaper? Because your roommate's going to know that it's you. Or have a suspicion, at least.
Yeah.
Okay. Quentin, when you had a naked picture of your boyfriend on the computer, I got off on it every once in a while.
Yes, you did.
But, you know, maybe we should put that in our top five places to masturbate.
Yes.
Quentin's space bar. But anyway, wondering why it was always sticky last year.
Sticky keys.
I hate that command.
I
it's
do.
Stupid.
It's so dumb.
Just turn it off because it's retarded.
Yeah, just because I want to play in, I have to freaking turn off sticky keys.
Yo, I am so close to being in. I have four episodes left. Last time it was six. Next time it's going to be four because these are hard. Anyway, I go home every now and again, but not too long ago, I went back and a neighbor was teaching it. I love this one. Okay. I went back and a neighbor was teaching his kid how to play baseball. My friends and I grabbed a couple of beers and watched intently until the father beamed his son in the eye.
That's
No, dude, imagine. Okay, you have to visualize this.
Yeah.
Father and son,
funny.
Gay, playing baseball. Heterosexual. Okay, beams the son in the eye. Okay, 4-year-old at PlaySpace getting beamed in the eye. He's already taken a load in his mouth. He doesn't have to get beamed in the eye. Come on now. Oh man, you need to respond to this because it's funny.
It is.
Oh my god.
You're sitting here in shock, but that is amazing. That is the best confession up here.
Yes.
Thank you. Very nice confession. The next time I see someone with their collar pop like it's cool, I want to staple it to their neck. Watch out for the guy with the staple gun and the gleam in his eye. Frat boys.
Steven wanted me to put that up here, but he's not here, so we're just gonna skip it.
Okay, first of all, if you're gonna walk around with the staple gun,
then you're not
campus,
cool either.
Okay.
And a gleam in your eye.
Thank you.
Looking for guys.
What are you gonna do? Take some voices like, dude, I'm getting ready to go out. Give me the eye drops. Give me my staple gun. Let's go.
Whoa.
Silly for bitch, you
pulled out the eye drops, man. You can't pull out the eye drops. That is like ghetto-fied. Oh man, I feel so Creole. What'd you just say? Oh man.
Give me my staple gun. Go look the bitches with collars on.
Now, have you guys ever used a staple gun?
Yes.
Okay, what did you do?
Aren't staple guns have to be plugged in to work?
No.
Really?
High power
staple guns. Might.
Yeah, maybe if you want to like kill someone by stapling their temple.
Or their collar.
Yo, we got up all these twee bitches around. I'm going to staple someone in their temple. That wasn't funny at all. Alright, let's see. Let's just close Campus Confessions and go on to shoutouts. Alright. Alright, first section of shoutouts. We got emails. First up, we got Bob McDuffie of Dog Watch Social Club, which is another podcast we listen to. He wrote, "Here's a little heads up for you guys. Starting with the next episode, we will be running a contest to win a stinky cigar ashtray. This is the perfect accompaniment to your herfs and podcasts. Not that we actually are able to smoke while we're recording. Although we could set this up outside and do that. I think that'd be
fun. Is there an outlet outside?
Yeah, there's an outlet. Anyway, plus we will be offering a special offer on the purchase of stinky cigar ashtrays. Get all of your herf buddies to enter the contest for a chance to win. We are hoping to get a really good turnout for the contest. We will be sending you a promo soon that mentions it as well. So I guess we'll be playing that. Like, probably the week after it's over, but...
Oh,
all right, here's my deal. Me and Chris participated in the Show Us Your Ash contest that Dog Watch Social Club held last year, and we won, I think, 11 cigars and a t-shirt. And thank you guys, because, I mean, that was really fun to do and to receive the prize and all that. And anyway, stinky cigar ashtrays are a pretty high-quality ashtray. They're, like, really serious... They're these huge ashtrays. They're like a bowl. It's like a bowl of Halloween candy, but it's like a bowl of cigar ashtrays. I mean, ashes. Wow. And and so I guess, you know, they just wanted us to let us know. So I thought I'd just mention that.
Cool.
I guess we'll be playing their promo later on next week.
Yeah. To John H., Chris's roommate. He wrote, "Just wanted to let you guys know that the show is cool and I enjoy hearing the podcast through the wall as y'all record."
What's up, John?
What's up, John?
Props, props.
Gotta get in on a few, though, and bring a different flavor to the show, a.k.a. someone outside the music majors.
Woo-hoo.
Also, Sloppy Dave, please let the audience know that Chris is the dumb one. Me and you have proof of his Grateful Dead comment. Who is that? Okay, I'm not even going to say anything about that. Again, great show, and waiting on the next one.
You are going to say something about it, because we're going to talk about it right now, okay? I was wearing my Grateful Dead t-shirt. You guys know what I'm talking about, the one with the bear, and it says Grateful Dead on it. Okay, I was in Chris's room. John was in there. Both John and I listened to Grateful Dead religiously. I don't listen to it religiously. I'm lying again. But anyways,
just... To sacrifice something for the show.
Yeah, I do love Grateful Dead, though. I will say that. But anyway, Chris goes, "Why do you always wear that stupid shirt? Not that he doesn't wear stupid dress clothing all the time, look like a retard, and have people talk behind his back." I'm not editing this either. He's gonna know the truth. So anyway, I love you, Chris. But, So I'm wearing my Grateful Dead t-shirt, and he goes, "What is that stupid bear shirt?" And I was like, "Well, it's a Grateful Dead shirt." And he's like, "Who's Grateful Dead?" And I was like, Grateful Dead, you know, the band. John, we're talking about Grateful Dead.
Yeah,
yes.
Get up close to the mic and explain Chris's stupidity.
Oh, Lord, I can't. There's no possible way I can explain his stupidity. I'm not knowing what Grateful Dead is. There's just no way.
Well, that's all you can say then, I guess.
There's no possible way. Oh, even better. We were playing... All right, so me and Chris are in our
room. Get closer, dude. Get closer.
Me and Chris are in our room the other day, and I was playing theme songs from movies. You know?
Uh-huh.
Like, everybody knows theme songs.
Raymond.
You know,
yeah.
Top Gun.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that. Everybody knows, you know...
Raymond.
That, too. So I go and I play this one. I'm like, all right, if you don't know this, like, you should be shot. And it plays through an entire thing.
Was it James Bond?
No.
Oh.
It was Jurassic Park.
Oh my God!
Are you serious?
Yes, he did not know any of the Jurassic Park.
That's John Williams.
Yep,
that's one of his Pledge Brothers. Oh man,
isn't that terrible?
Yeah, because I remember you IM'd me about it. Anyway, let's get off the Chris subject. We got some phone calls to play. So, first call is from January 28th, 2:35 a.m. And all the phone calls are from us, from that party we mentioned earlier.
Yes,
so I'm just going to play this.
Yo, this is Zubin. I'm chilling at Karen's house. I have a little bit of drink. I'm not really drunk right now. I've had like 4 bottles or something. And like 5 shots. So it's like vodka, but I'm alright.
UNC bitch!
I can still think. I'm still kind of in my state of mind. I'm still good, but the night has only begun.
Only begun! Yeah, that dude!
That was Flossy Dave. And here is Floppy Dave right now. He's probably got a couple of things to say, you know, that we can put him. Yeah.
Hey, this is Floppy Dave. I'm completely coherent while everyone else in the room around me is spinning. And I'm actually quite concerned about some of them. We've got Hugh, Catherine, Evan, Karen, and Bethany. And what's happening right now is everyone is talking in this incohesive amount of volume and intensity that I really don't understand. However, there are patterns on the ground, and the patterns on the ground, that's what I'm talking about. Here you go.
Carpet! This is new carpet!
New carpet!
No, I spilled Coke on it the other night.
Why was that?
I don't remember.
Awesome.
Don't take my stool, man. I'm leaning on it.
Sorry, I'm not trying to shake. I mean, your stool is coming out of your anus. I'm not going to shake that shit. We got to call Strange Rude. Hold up. I'm going to hang up the phone. Anyone else have anything else to say right about now? Hold on. Toss in the phone to Q. 1, 2. Yellow, pink, red, all colors, yet I'm still coherent. Why? You know, yes, and that's about all I have to say, because there's a flower, and that's what I'm focusing up on, and Karen is here.
Hey, Catherine's touching my boobs. I don't know why, but it's kind of cool. Okay, here's Dave.
Back to the show.
Yeah. That was after Mendenhall, I believe.
Yeah.
And we
after Jazz and
we all, you know, stayed at Karen's. And yeah, I was pretty
toasted.
Pretty toasted.
Yep.
Well, you had what did you have? You had 4 bottles of some something.
4 bottles of some something.
And you had five shots of vodka.
Was it five?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was five.
It was around that, whatever.
Yeah, something like that.
And I was completely coherent while everyone else in the room was spinning.
Yeah. That sucks, doesn't it? You being the only coherent person in the room?
Well, I wasn't.
Yeah, but
I was the one coherent.
Keep in mind that
Bethany
drank all that in 2 hours, too. So that was, like, pretty...
Hey, man, I could beat you on that, though.
I'm smaller than you are, too, so...
That's a cop-out, but okay.
Yeah.
And then I threw in my, random comments.
Yeah, what was that, dude? Explain.
Yeah. I was sitting there on the couch, and yellow, pink, and red were just colors that all were part of something that was going on in my mind at that moment. So I just felt like saying it, which is why I called for the phone, because it came in my head, and I didn't want to forget because I have a short attention span.
45 minutes?
Yes.
Okay, and then you, Duven, you started talking about me shaking your stool, which I wasn't...
I was leaning on it.
And I wasn't touching it either.
Yes, you were.
Well,
dude.
Maybe, but not like... Because
I was leaning on it, and I was on the floor, and I was...
I'm putting that picture up on our website. It won't be on Facebook, but
okay.
I'm putting the picture...
I don't care.
I'm putting the position that Duven called all these calls in on.
One of them I was laying down on.
That's true.
Yeah.
But anyway, you said, don't shake that stool, and
I'm
said, no.
I said, yo, don't shake the stool.
Well,
I'm
they heard it.
On that. That's what I said.
But my part about, no, the stool is coming out of your anus?
Yeah.
That's pretty obvious. But then I said we had to call Strange Brood, and we did. And I can't wait to hear what we said to Strange Brood.
I don't remember. Exactly. I don't remember at all.
You don't remember calling him, do you?
No, I do not.
I remember it being hilarious, and yeah. I remember I challenged.
Did I talk
Caesar
a lot?
Yeah, you talked
did
a lot.
I don't
remember. I remember challenging Caesar Amadeus to a who loves Strange Brood
yeah
more kind of thing. But anyway, the next call we got was also January 28th. It was at 2:44 a.m.
Hey! Hey, this is Floppy Dave, and you're listening to Engagement Head.
That was an allegory to the earlier episode in which I hit my head.
Hello, this is Zubin. Everybody's laughing because they passed me the phone and I dropped it. So, everybody's good. We're sitting here today at Karen's house. We're having a good time. And, we just got finished with Mendenhall tonight. And, you know, everybody's really, really happy right now. So, and Dave's laying on the floor right beside me. Bethany is sitting up in the chair. She's, like, only like, a decent one in this room right now. Karen is here. She's, like, you know, laughing at us really loud. And, Catherine is here. And she's always, she's usually quiet, you know, half the time. So, like, we're like, somebody wants a phone. I think
it's me. It's Floppy Dave. And here's the deal. It's guys' night out right now. The girls aren't existent. I don't know what's going on with the call right now because Clinton's supposed to be near us. And he's all the way, like, at least 8 feet away from me. Hold on. I'm going to roll the phone in the queue.
After the roll, I'm going to say officially, this is Quentin, otherwise known as Q, and you're listening to Engagement Head.
Alright, so we have a few things to explain, because I think a few things weren't explained in the call. First off, I got on, I introduced the call, which is stupid, but anyway, then I threw the phone to Duven, in which case he fumbled the phone. And the Patriots won the game. No. The ding you heard was the phone yet again hitting a coffee mug, just like my teeth in show 5 or 6. I don't remember. But
yeah. He passed me the phone, and I dropped it. That's why everybody was laughing.
And that's why I said, hey, that's an allegory to when I hit my mouth on the... Or
yeah.
I said hit my head. When I hit my engagement head on the coffee mug. But anyway, so that's that.
Yeah.
And then I got back on, and I was talking about Guy's Night Out, because the idea was us three were going to call, and then the girls were going to call, and we were going to be having, quote, separate nights, like a
yes
guy's night out and a girl's night out, even though they were in the same room. So I'm not an idiot, just
no,
so you guys
I
know.
I understood that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Quentin got on and did his promo, so now you've heard it twice for the week, so that's good. Anyway, the next call was once again on January 28th at 3:08 a.m. So by this, well, let's just play the call.
Hey, it's me again, Floppy Dave. I was just reporting it is 3:07 a.m. in the Eastern Standard Time. It's also a band I used to listen to. But anyways, Duven has just vomited into a plastic bag with red elastic tips. And I held it for him, and a little bit got on my hand. I still need to wash my hands. And I'm out here with Bethany and Karen outside because, why is this, Karen? Why are we outside?
I have an incredibly weak stomach and I cannot take smell. Plus, it smells like jelly beans.
It smells like popcorn and jelly beans, which is, what kind are they? It's a special kind.
The Jelly Belly Man.
Jelly Belly Man. in case any of you have a Jelly Belly Man box in front of you, there is a Tutti Fruity flavor, I think third from the right on the bottom row, and it's got a purplish, pink, red spotted color to it, although I didn't really look at it, so I might be making that up. I thought that might be interesting. Oh, I'm right. Okay, cool. Hey, Bethany, you got anything? Okay, here's Bethany.
I don't have anything to say. I don't have anything to say.
Okay, she has nothing to say whatsoever. Okay, but anyway, so the update, 3:08. Oh my god, time is moving slowly. 3:08 a.m. Saturday morning, I guess, technically. Oh man. Great night. Great night. Great night. number one for me, number 8,000 for them. Never get invited. Even though I do it, I just never come. So, Duven Farrop, he's about to pass out. And I feel really bad for him, but he's going to hear this when I play it on the podcast because he is also a host. So, hello, Duven, and welcome back to Engagement Head.
Dude, you're an asshole.
And why is that? Because I exploited your vomit?
Yes.
Exploited.
Well, I don't care because everybody's vomited before.
I mean,
we've all vomited.
Who knows I have. There was, when I mentioned before that, you know, what? I guess you did essentially
safety.
9 shots in 2 hours.
Safety.
My record, twice that, 18. And the last 8.
In 2 hours?
Way less than that.
Way less than that.
The last 8.
I couldn't do that. I can't
the
do
last
that
8. No, listen to this. The last 8 shots, 7 of them were Wild Turkey, and then I went to clear vodka. And Wild Turkey is 101, and the vodka was 100, I think.
Yeah,
100. And anyway.
What was
they were all. No, hold on. They were all the power hour style. They were all done 1 per minute.
Yeah.
So by the end of that, that was the first time I was ever drunk. Worst experience of my life.
How
I was
many times did
so
you throw
mad.
Up?
What?
How many times did you throw up?
Two?
I don't know, man.
Ones.
One outside, and it was
anybody
white.
Anybody can hold that much alcohol,
was,
man.
Well,
18
I, no, I had, listen to this, though. I had eaten 8 hamburgers, cheeseburgers, chilies, fries, chips, and then the drinks. But anyway, so we're not talking about that.
We're talking about
the call.
Well, now that we're all sharing drinks.
I had 4 donuts.
You should tell the one about you sitting
chips
on the toilet in our hall.
I have
more
better than that.
Okay.
All right, New Year's 2 years ago.
Oh.
I go to this party. We go there. I'm late, so I, have to, of course, have to do ketchup. I get these, like, Dixie cups. I don't know what else is hard to say.
Because it has dick in it. It's hard for
yeah
me to say, too.
Yeah,
don't worry.
It's
because we're heterosexuals.
Hetero!
Although, my dick. Enjoyable.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Anyway.
Especially in a 4-year-old mouth at play space. Vote for me.
I had 10 shots.
That's gonna win. 10 shots.
And 2 Coronas.
And 2 Coronas.
In 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
Not only was it 20 minutes, within
you know,
that 20
like
minutes, not only was I drunk.
That was a 10.
I phased out, yeah.
Nah.
And threw up and left a party. Quickest party ever.
And then,
Happy
New Year.
But see, that's the thing you told me about, like, when you're taking shots, it hits you late.
It hits
late
you late.
Well, I
because,
found
I mean,
that
anybody
out
can take, you know,
yeah,
like, 10
take
shots,
down
but then,
10
like,
shots
at least,
easy. Yeah. But later on, it'll hit you.
Yeah, Quentin, and you also did that 3-story beer bong at the Pimps and Hoes party last year.
Pimps and Hoes party, yeah.
Quentin is a champion drinker. All our listeners should, like, definitely challenge him or something.
Yeah, yeah. I'm open.
Oh, your legs are open. oh, God. So, back to the call from 4 minutes
Dude,
ago.
We're not going to be able to get the guy, but go ahead.
Yeah, we won't. It'll be closed. Back to the call. Okay, so I forgot what happened on the call. Oh, yeah, my favorite parts of the call. 307 and then an update of 1 minute. Okay? I just got to clear something up. The plastic bag that Duven vomited into, the one that I was holding.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was a trash bag. I played the clip for Chris, and he was like, why do you throw up into a grocery bag? And I was like, no, you're retarded, but... Anyways, just in case
you're
wondering.
Well, at least I'll let you guys know before I vomited on.
And you held it in.
And I held it in.
It was new carpet.
Like, I had to hold it in. I was like, dude, I have to vomit. And then, like, Dave was like, okay. And I went like this for, like, at least a minute.
A minute.
And then, like,
well, a minute in CP time is, like, 8 years.
Yes.
Or, no, isn't that more?
It was a long time for me because I had to throw up and I had to hold it until somebody gave me a bag.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, so our last shout-out section is our Frapper map. A few people have joined. Gabe from Fuquay.
Sarah from Greenville. Hey, Sarah.
And Alan Shaggy from G-Vegas. I got robbed at ECU.
Yeah, that's what he wrote. Also, Caleb from North Platte, Nebraska. He wrote, any women near North Platte, Nebraska? I'm not even sure if that's right. It might be Platte, but I doubt it. Anyway, thank you, Caleb.
Thank you.
All the other guys all the other guys and gal we know, but we don't know Caleb, so I think it's really interesting that
we have someone
out there.
From Nebraska that's listening to our
yeah
show.
Yeah, I've never been to Nebraska.
I have.
I probably will never go.
So
there won't be any women if I don't go. Is that right, guys?
No.
All right, well, anyway, that's our show for today. So, oh, well, we should mention the Frapper Map, how you go to it. Go to our website at http://, engagementhead.blogspot.com. You can email us at engagementhead@gmail.com. And you can go to our Frapper map from the engagementhead.blogspot.com. So it's a new month again, and we invite you to vote for us on Podcast Alley if you wish, if you like what you're hearing and whatnot, but, you know. Other than that, our outro song, again, is another cursive song. It's also from the CD Domestica. It's later down in the CD, so I did that on purpose. The song's called The Radiator Hums, so we hope you guys enjoy it, and this is Sloppy Dave saying good night.
And this is Duke, and see you guys next week.
And Fusa, sayonara.
Doot-doot! Doot-doot! I'm gonna leave that in.
Touched a thing, so what's it gonna be? I can hold out much longer when it's steady. I'm just acting out my roles. When you're ready, I'll be walking out that door. And don't call me pretty baby anymore. A foolish worker bee. Self-truth and self-abuse. When you're selfless, you're so hard not to adore. When you're selfish, I just love you even more. I wanna help you, but you gotta say the words. I want to be cured. Drowned deep in this hole we've dug for ourselves. Throw me in. Half a summer's in this great depression. Impoverished and impotent. And don't call me pretty baby. I threw out the phone to try to get through to you. The lights are now down by the hub of the could never fill with shattered disgrace. That's how we'll communicate. Hey, pretty baby, are you